It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutriMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Now we're going live now. And welcome back. And we have, of course, the amazing Lowell Ponte here. Lowell, you always have a little bit of humor with each of your revelations in these articles. What I think is really funny to me is I'm watching this hearing this morning, and when I hear the logical people in the Republican Party asking straightforward questions, male and female, there's absolutely no crime. In fact, the president's required and the executive branch to make sure that when we give money to countries that are not doing corruption, or because we know Ukraine has been, you know, legendly corrupted. It, to me, is bizarre that they try to say that he was trying to correct a quid pro quo because, well, how did he dare to investigate 2016? And, of course, here's Biden actually boasting on camera that he actually said he was going to take away, if they didn't fire a guy within 6 hours, they weren't going to get their $1 billion, and he tries to lie afterwards like, my God, man, Biden's got a lot of nerve, so is his son, and these Democrats are delusional. They're like, they honestly, to be honest with you, they're certifiably insane, aren't they? Certifiable. Right? I do not hear Lowell. I hope our connection's still working good.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you at all. Okay, are you there?
Oh, I probably fell asleep for a second.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, we'll have to make you less sleepy by maybe getting your NADH tablets or stress to go so you're not stressed out. The less desire to rig the vote, decriminalized crime, devoted democracy. If for any reason that the millennials and other morons in America vote for these demon rats and they take power, we'll have a civil war and a lot of dead Americans. We'll have the destruction. It's called the Venezuelization of America. Venezuela is sitting on the largest deposit of oil on the planet of any nation, one of the largest gold strategic minerals like tantalum, which is used for high-tech industry, and uranium. It's mind-boggling that a country that's this, you know, resource-rich is an absolute failed state, and it's because of Maduro and his maniacs, but of course they have nuclear weapons aimed at our throat from Russia. It's, by the way, on Jack Ryan's show on season number 2. And the less desire to rig the vote, man, these people are. And if you're an American, you believe this, and America goes down the toilet because they believe the demon rats, we deserve to be destroyed, don't we? If these people that support the damn Democrats take power, they will have a civil war if they try to start seizing our guns. They'll die grabbing our guns one bullet at a time, won't they?
Oh, I dare say they will.
Oh, yeah, and I don't want to see it. I don't want to see fellow Americans just because they're dumb or power hungry, because I want everybody to have affordable health care. I want affordable housing. I want people to have good, non-toxic food. I want them not to go bankrupt because they've got an end-of-life crisis, that even if they have insurance. I don't want to see forced vaccination or forced schooling like Kamala Harris wants to add school, so kids are like inducted to school all day long and all evenings. Like, are you kidding me? She's got this squeaky voice from hell, Kamala Harris, like, and she's so weird. So we're all demon rats. They are so, you know, even when Hillary Clinton looks at the list of people running for the Democrats, she's there. They're so bad, I look good now. I think she's probably convinced that she should run again just because they're so bad, doesn't she?
Well, apparently she believes she was entitled to win. She certainly didn't run the first
time. Well, the demon inside her does. I mean, the Draco reptilian that avatars her brain like a Cortex gay video game, I'm sure is determined to make the human flesh of her body serve as a proxy for the government so they can drive America into hell. Kill every baby before they're born or even afterward, infanticide, open the borders, bankrupt the country, and then, of course, remove our jobs and send overseas and to hell with Americans. And don't even have a border. Forget borders. If they're environmental refugees, let them come here anyway. I'm so disturbed by what I see in the news. I'm thinking, whoa, the nut house is run by the nuts in the nut house now. These demon rats have gone over the edge. So far, if you're a rational, decent human being, you can't possibly listen to these maniacs. And if you do, God help us all. Right?
And yet, when you consider that their objective is summed up in that chant that you hear the left use for marching, you know, no Trump, no wall, no USA at all. They want to tear the borders down completely. They want the United States to disappear into a global government order that they feel they will control then.
Right.
They want to eliminate all these unpleasant things like democracy.
Yeah.
Occasionally go against them for whatever reason, and they don't believe, understand why. They think they're entitled to win every contest.
Yeah.
And so they're creating a country in which people basically are just pawns.
Yeah.
One thing Fox does that is a very interesting exercise for a news channel, and that is almost every day on a few shows, they will pick up on what the Democrats got as their talking memo the night before.
Right.
And they will just show 20 Democrats saying exactly the same thing. Meaning, we're looking at a group mind, a collectivist mind here.
Well, I hear them using the same even sound bites. It's like amazing. It's like, are they all literally demonic sock puppets? Where Satan and his minions have got their spiritual hand up their butt, making their mouth parts move. I mean, it's bizarre. It's like, they even use the same sound bites with the same cadence. It's like weird, isn't it? Right?
Yep, it is.
It is. It's very weird. It's like, no, they don't really mean this, do they? Yeah, they do, actually.
Pretty weird, I think. What I talk about in my column is we're entering into a whole new era in which, and we just saw another example a day or two ago, the left is now in the process of decriminalizing crime and devoting democracy.
Tell us about that. I want to get into the specifics, because you're a very good writer on this. Fill us in the specifics of what you're talking about, right?
Well, for example, when the government passes a measure or enforces a measure by way of the deep state, the unelected government, just having them issue judge orders or bureaucratic orders from people who have never been elected to anything, that means you're going to have a totally different kind of democracy, and what you'll get is one in which various things can still be against the law according to the law books, but the leftists in the government have made the law totally unenforceable, usually by saying that certain penalties can't be applied or that police can't arrest certain people in certain ways. And we're seeing more and more of that in a truly terrifying exercise. I mean, when they allow hundreds of thousands of people to charge our border, for example, and they are basically put under orders, don't shoot, I'm talking about the border protectors now. If it comes down to it, just and they don't stop when you tell them to, then you should just plan to retire or take it easy. Don't do anything to tip the apple cart. Don't do anything to injure any one of them or stop them from crossing. You just stand back, and that's all you need to do to get your pension, to get your money, and to get your bribes from the drug cartels.
Right.
That's one example of what they're doing now that is so shocking and so appalling. Well, in California, where I live, for example, they now have force given to California's Proposition 47. What is Prop 47? It's basically a rule that says if you are a local merchant selling something, you have a little hole-in-the-wall store somewhere in town, and you're selling $2, $3, $5 knickknacks, if a burglar decides to come into your store or a shoplifter and steal $500 worth of merchandise, you will say, this has got to stop. This is bankrupting. You'll pick up the phone. You'll call the police. And you will then be promptly informed that because the threshold did not reach $950, the police aren't even going to come out. They're not going to be dusting for fingerprints. They're not going to be looking for evidence of who was guilty. They are just going to come, smile, and wave goodbye and not come the next time. Unless you have a better image of a story monster. But the stories are now full of monsters. I mean, this is what's so shocking. And the essence of the monsters is that you will not really be allowed to enforce anything that is based on the law of the old morality. What just happened days ago, and Joe Alioto Jr., I guess son or grandson of the former mayor, was just on television with Tucker Carlson last night, and Tucker smiled and said, they wouldn't even let you on the ballot, would they? And right. The son of a former mayor grimly said, no, they did everything they could to stop me from being allowed to run.
Right.
Who was elected instead? Oh, a descendant, a direct descendant of Bill Ayers, the terrorist.
Right, and actually Bill Ayers is a terrorist.
Obama's first book for him.
Isn't that wild? And he went to law school, but his family were terrorists. He went to jail over it, wasn't it?
Well, there are people who use the law to attain social justice, fairness, peace, serenity, what have you. And there are people who use the law as a weapon. In fact, they call it lawfare now.
Yeah.
You use the law as a weapon against other Americans in various ways that you can outgun them. Well, we now see Michael Bloomberg about to join his fellow billionaire, Tom Steyer, on the Democratic ticket. Tom Steyer and Bloomberg. Bloomberg is, I think, now the ninth wealthiest person in the United States. He will go on and just buy his way into the election. He's the one who, as mayor of New York City, decided he would control how large a soda pop you could order when you went to a restaurant or a cafe.
Yeah.
He is a nanny statist. He wants to confiscate all guns. He wants to basically tell you what you can eat. He will tell you how much salt you can have, how much trans fat you can have, how much sugar you can have, and so on, what kind of oils you can eat. And that may or may not medically be a good thing for you, but traditionally in this country, people got to choose what they ate. And Michael Bloomberg is one of these, I'm smarter than you are, I will tell you how to live type of Democrats, who is just going to order all those things.
Right.
So that you cease to have choice, so that democracy means nothing. And so if the democracy occasionally, as with Donald Trump, overrides the deep state and overrides the establishment values seen in both major political parties, then they will simply invoke the powers of the deep state, for example, a left-wing appointed judge, to issue an order negating whatever the people voted for.
Right.
So you've already lost your right to vote, whether you know it or not.
I call it, you lose autonomy. You lose the idea of you have what's called satanic non-republic. Because, you see, if you have a republic, you have to have believers in the Most High God, and your authority comes from the people that delegate it to the government. The government, otherwise, is not the emperor or the king. What Bloomberg is a billionaire emperor, okay? And all the global elite think, we always know better than you, we're more successful than you, we're going to diaper you, and we'll vaccinate you or force you to eat certain foods, even if it's toxic. And when you get to a certain age, we're going to terminate you. We're not going to provide you life extension technology. We're going to give you, saddle you with our controls, including forced vaccination. If you don't like it, leave. And the problem is, a lot of people can't leave, especially if they're older or, you know, their relatives or ancestors lived in this country. The demon rats basically want to be control freaks. They want to control everything. They're not just interested in trying to serve the people. They want to serve us like we're a dish at dinner. That's what I mean. They want to serve us. We're the dinner. What do you think of that? Pretty funny, hey?
Now, you said you just leave.
Yeah.
I think I've explained before on your show the difficulty with that, and that is Trump is condemned both for trying and for not succeeding in building the wall, depending on who's looking at him. A wall that would keep illegal aliens from rushing into our country and taking advantage of our welfare state. But there already is a wall. There already is a wall completely around the United States that most Americans are not aware of.
Right.
It is an invisible wall. It is a wall erected by the Internal Revenue Service. And what it says is, if the IRS thinks you owe it $50,000 or more in back taxes, it just issues an order that turns off your passport.
Yeah, they can take away your ability to even leave. You can't leave even, right?
Yeah, you're not allowed to leave at all until you pay that whatever money you have.
My.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Don't apologize, it's just called reality. Don't apologize for reality. It's just, we're all facing it every day. So, a kind of interesting article. Let's go through some more details here.
Oh, sure. Well, we have in California Proposition 47, which, as I say, lets shoplifters loot stores as long as they limit their take per visit to $950 or less. Now, understand, that is per visit. I mean, if the same shoplifter went into the same store five times in one day and stole $900 each time, or if a whole gang of them went into one store and each one stole $900, they would all be beyond the normal enforcement of the police.
Is that the whole state or just the one area? That's the whole state, isn't it?
That's the whole state.
Yeah, yeah. So in other words, I've heard an interesting statistic. I don't know if it's correct, but I've heard that there's a large percentage of Californians that are getting ready to leave the state. I think it's like 28 or 38% are actually ticked off enough, they've had enough, especially if they live in ugly cities like Los Angeles or San Francisco, run by the demon rats. They've had it. You know, their power is being shut off in Northern California, and they can't even pump water to put out their fire. They go outside and walk around their city, and it's loaded with needles and people pooping on the streets. We have criminals that can get away with literally assaulting you, and they get away with a minor infraction because they don't want to fill up their prisons.
Well, it's interesting you said that, because we have this new elected district attorney, I guess he is, in San Francisco, the son of Bill Ayers.
Right.
What's interesting is his first announcement was that public urination and defecation will not be prosecuted. In other words, he's deliberately shutting off all prosecution of such behavior. Because it would be so unfair to the poor. Of course, as scholars have noted, it's one thing to be doing that because you're poor, but that isn't what happens on the streets. You get people who are either mentally ill or drugged out of their minds who don't bother going to find a public restroom. So they just leave their mess wherever they are. They leave used needles wherever they are to stab some small child that happened to be walking by. Then would pick up then whatever disease like HIV that they might be carrying.
Right.
I mean, it's rather ugly, but here's another example of what I'm talking about, this idea of decriminalizing crime. It used to be a crime mainly for the health laws, for goodness sake. You were endangering people's health if you urinated, defecated on the streets. And now they're just saying, well, to hell with people's health. It's more important we have this voting constituency of dopers and mental people. Therefore, we're not going to enforce the law on them. The law is still on the books, on health code and so on, but they just won't enforce it. And that is going on wherever, for example, George Soros has been able to elect ultra-left-wing district attorneys or state attorneys general. I think he helped elect the attorney general in California, too. So that's simply backed up. But here we have a new DA in San Francisco. And these people just feel we will make the law unenforceable. Even in Dallas-Fort Worth, they've allowed a theft law like that that has merchants up in arms, where someone can go into your store, and as long as what they steal isn't worth more than $750, they will not be arrested, they will not be prosecuted by the authorities. It'll be treated like stealing a five-penny piece of gum. And therefore, as the laws deteriorate, look what this does to business people. I mean, they can start out by paying an insurance company to reimburse them for what's stolen. It's not unusual for a store to lose up to 10% of its merchandise to thieves of one kind or another, for instance. But it's now gotten to be so large in California that insurance companies either won't insure you as a merchant at all, or if you're in a bad neighborhood, Or they'll say, sure, we'll insure you, but we're going to have to charge you an astronomical amount of money to do it because so much is being stolen from your store. So the merchants are now in a position where if they try to enforce the law, they will become subject targets of harassment and accusations of racism.
You mean if they have a private guard, you mean in the store?
Yeah. But that will all be punished. Traditionally, a private guard just apprehends someone and then hands them to the police for prosecution. The store doesn't directly try to prosecute those people.
Right.
But now, well, you saw what happened near Oberlin College.
Right.
Back in Ohio, I think it is, where a couple of kids were in a bakery store. They tried to steal a few bottles of wine, you know, just put them under your jacket and try to walk out with them, and they were
right.
caught. And the response of Oberlin College was to accuse the bakery store of being racist because the kids were black. Even though
You're
one
kidding.
Of the kids admitted they'd been trying to steal wine.
Really?
Now the court finally came down on Oberlin, initially imposed a fine of $37 million on them for waging a propaganda campaign accusing the store of racism. That's now been reduced by another court to $25 million, but still, Oberlin is refusing to pay anything.
Really?
Because they just find, in other words, they believe they're above the law. And in most cases, people like this are above the law, who engage in this sort of theft or mayhem.
Right.
And as long as that happens, you can pretty well kiss retail capitalism goodbye.
Mm. Yeah, but isn't that part of the game? Well, that's part of the game. We know that, for example, there's an alliance between Amazon and the online retailers and the global government. They want to eventually deliver stuff right to your door with drones. They don't even want you to travel. They don't want you to have a private vehicle in the future, and they want everything controlled by autonomous drivers, which are computer systems. In fact, if they could, they could have highways in the sky like, what is it, the Jetsons? So they'll have highways in the sky and only be driven and can be done safely by an autonomous driver using 5G and 6G network and an autonomous supercomputers in the vehicle. That's where they're going with this, isn't it?
Ultimately, well, I think there was even a Die Hard movie with that theme, a fellow who was a taxi driver from the future.
Right.
And you would just set your taxi to a destination, and it would pick an altitude, and it would pick a direction.
Right.
And it would then fly you there on a open motion corridor, so you would not be colliding with other vehicles that are flying 20 feet higher or lower than you are.
Right.
And that will certainly be technologically possible within a couple of centuries. It's really
not centuries.
Possible now.
No, it's going to be possible within 5 years. I mean, max.
It'll be.
I already know that they're planning on doing that.
It will not be a perfected technology. It'll be so messed up.
Oh, it'll be messed up. It'll kill people, but they'll still be pushing it. You know that. Just like the autonomous vehicles running over people, right?
Just last night, I was reading one analyst talking about the train system when they put it in communist China. They had stolen Japanese technology, Japanese high-speed trains.
Right.
And mimic the Japanese. The only difference is the Japanese ran the trains 40% slower as a safety factor and never had problems with them. The Chinese, to show how important they were running the machines 40% faster.
Right.
And hence they were having all kinds of horrific accidents, killing people with them.
Hmm.
And because if one little thing malfunctions, whole chunks of the computer system controlling the thing goes down.
Right.
And when it goes down, the trains are not seeing each other. They don't know that one is frozen on the track ahead on a dark night in a heavy fog, whatever. And they just run into each other.
Right.
Or they have the traditional Latin American kind of problems with a horrible corruption in building, you know. You put up these schools for children that were supposed to be done with concrete and rebar, but they thought they would cut corners, so they made it concrete and bamboo.
Oh, no.
And when there were major earthquakes, as there are in China, the buildings would just collapse and kill large numbers of children. This is the difficulty when you have a highly corrupt or a society where the law doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
Where if you're accused of a crime, you just buy your way out of it. which is how what happens all too often in communist China. But that's the magic of communism and having a centralized state.
Right.
You just need to buy one group of people and you're home free.
Right.
I had to be working on a long analytic paper on this. I mean, does it matter that Xi Jinping is one of the more self-effacing and poorer rulers of China? He's only found a way to acquire $1.5-2 billion for his immediate personal fortune. Whereas there are much lower ranked officials that are up in the 5, 6, 10, 15 billion dollar class.
80% of the new billionaires over the last 25 years since they became part of the WTO are Chinese from communist China.
There are now more billionaires in communist China than in the United States.
Right. And by the way, there's 128 companies that were not even on the map 25 years ago. They're now the top companies in the world. And they're stealing technology. They're trying to control even AI. If they want to, they're going to create, you know, like the movie Silicon Valley that's coming back, I think, this week, last season. And one of the central themes is that they're afraid, some of the technicians that are kind of like, you know, a little weird, that they're afraid they're going to build the beast, you know, a system that's an AI system that'll control everything. Well, guess what? The globalists are working on the beast. And the central node of the beast, I've actually visited the Shreve Air Force Base in Falcon, Colorado, outside Colorado Springs. People need to realize the Chinese are trying to steal all this technology because they want to build the beast. They want to control, and that's why they have Huawei, this, you know, 5G, 6G network company with the back doors that can get into hacking everybody's computer and cell phone. They want to be able to hack and track everybody.
By the way, Huawei actually almost openly offers bonuses to employees who are able to steal other countries' technologies.
Right.
They don't even make a secret of it.
Well, the thing is, they have, what is the name of the Chinese society that they have in all of the universities across America? There's like
the Confucius.
Confucius. And they have Confucian. By the way, Confucianism is just a way of them trying to push communism. The Chinese communism is not like communism from Karl Marx. It's much more like I call market totalitarian communism. It's
where
a small
clique. They have their own image of Confucius. The original Confucius was focused on the family,
right,
which is bad enough for reasons I could explain.
Right.
But the Confucius they teach now in communist China is much more like a superhero, a wonder creature, a miracle worker.
Right.
He is much more a religion substitute.
Well, yeah, that's fact. They do the substitute for. That's why they push it, and they actually, if you have one page of the Bible and try to preach it, you get a Lao Dai camp and get tissue typed, and 20,000 Lao Dai camps in China. That's why they have 13,500,000 plus and more every day under citizens that can't even get health care or medication, can't get on a train or plane because they're rated by social rating from WhatsApp.
In addition to social credit, they have more than 1 million Uyghurs, which is to say Western Chinese Muslims,
right,
in prisons. Now, if you are a Muslim male and you refuse to convert to the conventional religion there, you're considered racially inferior anyway because you're not a Han Chinese. But what do they do with you? Well, they have 35 million young men who have no eligible wife because of the single-child policy that favored the birth of male rather than female children for decades. Now, as a result, when a male Uyghur is sent off to prison, his wife is not. His wife stays home, but she stays home under the supervision of a Han male guardian who is expected not only to watch her during the day and be her companion and guide and so on, but is expected to sleep with her at night. So the expectation is these Muslim males are going to come home and find that their wife now has 3 or 4 Chinese children.
My.
And that's what they're doing.
Well, let me give you a prescription of what I would do to China. Again, if I was advisor to Donald Trump, this is what I do, a list of things, and I'd like to see your response, because I put a 35-and-a-half-minute video together with Trump at the first as Superman. This is what Superman POTUS would do if he was doing what Deagle recommends. And I'm hoping to get through to him because I've worked through Bart Goldman and another broadcaster here that's on Fox News as well, trying to get directly through to Trump. The first thing I do is I would immediately seize all the bank accounts of all the oligarchs in Russia and China. Number two, I block aid to Venezuelan oil going to Cuba and the Russia and the Iranian oil. I would use Delta Force and clear out the nukes in La Rochelle Island and Punta Huerte and Nicaragua, as well as North Korea and Iran. I clean them up now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption, helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about
what
that
in here is illegal? Can you point to anything that is a crime? And they were just dumbstruck. They couldn't think of anything.
No, of course they can't. And, yeah, that's another thing. I want to switch gears for a second. I want to turn to the. I watched for most of the morning the insanity of the so-called witch trial, which is, again, the latest attempt to neutralize the 2016 election of Donald Trump. Now, I'm not saying Donald Trump is perfect. He's got his issues. But he's well-intentioned. He's an American patriot. He's built up the economy. He hadn't lost with Russiagate, the House to Nancy Pelosi and the damn Democrats, he probably would have got tax breaks for the middle class and the poor. He's already done amazing things. Increased the economy $7 trillion. Lowest unemployment rate in blacks, Hispanics, and women ever. And, you know, right now, if you listen to the demon rats, they want, between the health budget and the other environmental budget and the green budget, it's to the tune of like $140 trillion. It's not possible. There's not enough money, even if you took every dollar from all the people that are, have more than 100,000 in the bank, billionaires, millionaires. It's still not even a fraction of the amount of money they need to do. And if they use a magic money tree, it's not possible. They would dilute the money to the point where your dollars would be like bolivars in Venezuela. You need more bolivars to wipe your butt than you can buy in toilet paper. So they're not rational.
By the way, when you take that money from the productive in society, it's like you're taking the seed grain away from farmers.
This is the other thing that's going on. The banks are behind all this stuff. Have taken away in the last few weeks, and this is why we have riots in Chile and Argentina, and some people don't know what the riots are about. The banks have actually shut down what the farmers do, and you have the cash to actually plant the next crop. Did you know that? There's no crop in 2020 going into the ground because they don't have the money to plant the crop. So we're going to have next year mass starvation worldwide because these bankers decide it's time to kill off the population of humans on Earth. And next October, oh, that's funny, I got it. Somebody trying to call me while I'm on air here. Next October, we have the National World ID System, which was put in by George Bush before he left. And now, this biometric ID, if you don't have it, you can't travel anywhere across any state lines in the world. It's not just the revoking of your passport by the damn IRS. We're talking about every country on Earth, from Uganda to India. You can't travel without a biometric ID. The globalists are getting ready for the final game. The final game is we want to kill 90% of the population. If you go to websites, a play on my last name called Deagle, DEAGEL.com. People say, why did they make it your last name? I said, because I say more truth, more ugly facts, more prophetic warnings than any other individual in modern or human history, period, by light years. Now, maybe other people say, well, Coast to Coast and Alex Jones, this one, they all say a little teeny bit. Even all the people on Gen 6, they'll talk about aliens and all this stuff. I connect all the dots. And what people don't understand, we're engaged in an evil that's so great and so grand and so intelligent and so damned evil over millennia. The population are like a bunch of lemmings ready to jump over the cliff. I'm ready actually to provide free baa lessons to teach the sheep how to baa properly before they get slaughtered. Because if they don't support Donald Trump, and Trump should actually become more Trumpian, all these maniacs like Adam Schiff and everything, I've changed the last two letters of name to TT, they need to be in an orange jumpsuit in a prison cell today. We need to stop talking to them. We need to stop. It anguishes me to even turn on the TV now. Even Fox News is like, oh, man, it's painful. I get what I call news nausea. It actually makes me ill.
There's obviously too much control over the news, but for example, U as a case in point, the D stands for doctor, the eagle is the bird of the United States, our national symbol.
Yeah.
So Deagle makes perfect sense. But you can see Trump as Superman. Do you know what Xi Jinping, the ruler of China, is concerned with? A couple of years ago, it became common for youngsters on the internet to tease Xi Jinping by using images of Winnie the Pooh, because he does have a vague resemblance to the cartoon character Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So what did Xi Jinping do? He outlawed the use of that image.
You're kidding?
On Chinese media.
My.
We just had the big annual single celebration day, sales day, of Alibaba, which is China's equivalent of Amazon.
Right.
And they made $38 billion in one day selling things on the Internet, and that's because they brought in American stars from Bob Dylan to Taylor Swift.
By the way, Taylor Swift sang an old song of hers called Loving Him Was Red. Red being, of course, the color of good luck and communism in China.
Well, by the way, I got an article I posted up in my news earlier this morning. There's a lot of these movie stars actually go to a special cafe in Hollywood. It's called the Cannibal Cafe. Have you heard about that?
No.
Where they eat human flesh. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, Taylor Swift is one of them.
That explains
that
a lot.
He has actually publicly made statements with her own picture up that she's eating human flesh. You got to understand, if you don't realize that there's the amount of exorcisms going on and demonic activity is blowing me away. I mean, we're in biblical times right now. I mean, when you look at even the comments made by these demon rats when they have the so-called thing there, we've got Adam Schiff and the other demon rats. They're actually trying to cross-examine these two people like Taylor and Kent. And these guys try to pretend they're third or fourth-hand information. They really know what the hell's going on. When there's no quid pro quo, there's no threat. In fact, the Obama administration wouldn't give these anti-tank missiles or legal help to the Ukrainians. We do. We're trying to clean up their corrupt system so their government can actually operate. And what happens is the corruption is so bad that Ukraine was a platform for starting off a lot of the stuff that was the 2016 attack against Trump. And we have the vice president boasting that if he didn't get rid of one of the guys they say was a corrupt legal guy going after his Burisma, that they were not going to get their damn $1 billion. And I've seen the clips so many times on TV, I'm like, oh, I start retching. And here's this damn vice president running for president now, Mr. Pre-Dementia, protecting his son who was a drug addict and got turfed out of the military. And I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding. And he's caught on video making statements boasting how he managed to get this legal person in Ukraine. And
yeah,
the Democrats want to defend him.
Half of my article at WorldNet Daily we haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into the other half.
Week. It is part of the theme of taking away your right to vote altogether by eliminating democracy. And that is based on the theme of two researchers writing in The Atlantic, a very far left-wing magazine,
right,
saying that we have too much democracy. And what we need now is to have a little elite who will choose the candidates you're allowed to vote on. We will become like Iran. The government will pick who can run for office. They have to be a supporter of the status quo, of course.
Oh, that's like Venezuela, where, by the way, in Venezuela, if you don't support Maduro, you can't even get health care or drugs, so
yeah.
People have
Craig Smith and I have a chapter on this in our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, which
right.
I've been remiss. You can get absolutely free as a Dr. Bill Deagle listener.
Right.
All you need to do, and this is a book that would cost you $20 at Amazon, but you can get it free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny just by calling 800, toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the Air Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
Right.
And yes, see, we have these two major scholars, one from the Brookings Institute, one from the University of Massachusetts, who just say, oh, we've gone far too far with democracy. I mean, we now elect horrible people like Donald Trump. We need to have this selection. So you will still be allowed to vote, but you'll only be allowed to vote for the people we pick for
oh
you to
God.
Vote on. In other words, democracy will be reduced to
that's total... That's when me and all my friends become Jehovah's Witnesses and we no longer vote for anything. It's like voting for two different kinds of traumatic terminal procedures. You can have your legs cut off or we can take off your head. What do you want?
Yep.
It's an obscenity. It's like, and you remember, I think to a great extent the public voting system and public representation system is a sham, because when you hear the comments of Clapper and Brennan to Trump threatening him, we have half a dozen ways of getting you. People have to understand the intel agencies and the global connection with all these intel agencies and the banks. They think they're the governing party. They're the fourth, if you want to call it the fourth arm of world government. It's already been operating for, well, about a century now, and fully crystallized into now the Matrix, which is an information gathering system from everything from Google and Facebook and Twitter and Amazon and everything. In fact, Google was caught analyzing the data in 2,600 hospitals and all their people without the permission of the doctors, the hospital, or the networks, or anybody. And they're making decisions on protocols and tests that should be done or new doctors are hired and whatever. People have to understand where what's going on is we're being shoved at gunpoint into the matrix, aren't we?
We are, and that, of course, included a lot of financial information on these people as well. It wasn't just medical information.
Right.
So it's another way that Google can, basically, if they own all the information about you, then they own you, in effect.
And right, well, that's what they want, but they don't want just that information. What they tried to do 42 years ago is recruit me to work at UCLA to work on hacking into human consciousness, which, by the way, they're getting close to doing. So they can know, like Minority Report, the intentions of your mind and do pre-crime and literally chuck your butt in prison or grab you if they believe that your intentions indicate your behavior and intentions.
Well, let me ask you one of those questions that you love to have asked so much.
Right.
Is voodoo true in the sense that if you have somebody's resonant code, their DNA, do you have the ability to tune into them, alter them, and so on? The same way that in a voodoo doll, if you get clippings of their hair, their fingernails, and so on in that doll, you have a direct channel into that person.
Well, you have a kind of a partial channel. Let me explain how the real world works. Our physical world is a hologram. It's in the mind of God. And then the next realm above it is the realm of consciousness, which is also in the mind of God, called the negentropic realm. And the negentropic realm is the realm where Lucifer, Satan, the most intelligent created being, exists, and all the other fallen ones, and our soul exists there, right? And what happens is that when you cross from the physical to the other realm, everything's reversed. That's why you get reverse speech. So when Barack Obama was saying, you know, yes, we can, if you actually do reverse speech on it, it says, thank you, Satan. So when people, if you go to a meeting, and you can do this with not only audio but video, and people's body language, you can actually reverse speech in a meeting, say, of business, and you can actually hear the actual intentions of what they're telling you, because you can't lie from your soul. Your soul can't lie whether you're doing good or evil. So if you do reverse speech, you can actually pull out phrases and word bites that'll explain exactly what your intention fields are. Now, they want to do that because radionically, these people think if they can grab your radionics on your body parts, whether it's, you know, fingernails or blood or whatever, they can actually send a quote, a curse or an intention field against you. It's not really that simple. What they're doing is they're doing something that they're trying to pray against you, which, you know, negative prayer or evil prayer is done by those that are witches, warlocks, whatever they are.
Decades ago, there was this concern that they were putting out recordings that young people were listening to that had backward language in them.
Well, they embed it, but the thing is they don't understand when they do the backward language. They're just trying to speak to your soul, which your physical brain can't understand unless you understand reverse speech, and trying to speak into the negentropic realm of the higher order of consciousness. I've discovered a way of amplifying what's called the quantum frequencies, so I can create what's called a prayer wheel. So I can take someone's prayer intention fields, whether positive or negative, and actually amplify them. And that's what these more maniacs want to do. They want to actually use what I call demonic technology to actually be able to influence and change the world. I talked to 28 years ago a Jewish man who just finished 8 years of yeshiva training in New York. And he said, well, you know, you fools, you Judeo-Christians, you don't have to understand. We're wizards. I said, what do you mean you're wizards? He said, no. I said, modern Judaism is wizardry. I said, you're kidding. He said, no, we summon demons. We affect the literally entropic realm of the world using our technologies. I said, I know what you guys are up to. You're using effects to actually affect the kind of the holographic universe. And you see, my knowledge base transcends beyond what they're doing, okay? And I'm not going to get into the details of it on the show today, but I want people to understand these guys are devils. And they think they're the rulers of Earth, and that's the higher levels of all the intel agencies and all the bankers and all the globalists in the world. Higher level Masons are all into wizardry, every one of them. Everyone is an occultist. That's why the council that runs Earth is a Druidic Council of 13 and the Pindar.